Why does Krishna test his devotees? So without going into the specifics of any particular story, it's an important principle. In this world, quite often, when we want to choose the right thing also, often the wrong things seem to allure us. Sometimes, once I was in Melbourne last year, and one person asked the question, if God wants us to do the right thing, why does he provide us so many wrong options? So I explained, that is the way always it is in any multiple choice exam. In a multiple choice exam, there are, say, four wrong options and one right option. And the purpose of giving the wrong options is not to fail the student. The purpose is to test the student. If the student chooses the right, the student gets the marks. So similarly for us, when we face difficulties in our life, at that time, we have an option. We can take that difficulty and say that, why are so many difficulties coming in my life? I'm trying to be a good person. I'm trying to live in a devoted way. Why is this happening? So we can go inwards, or rather we can go within self-absorption or self-obsession, and we can just blame God or reject God. It's one option. The other option could be that we can become more open. I don't know why this is happening to me, but oh God, please give me the strength to serve you. Please give me the strength to move on in my life. If we adopt this attitude, then we will see that in due course, that through that difficult situation that we went through, we will become better, we will become stronger. We will actually emerge as more evolved human beings. So whatever difficulties come in our life, they are meant for our spiritual evolution. They are meant to help us grow in wisdom and grow in devotion. And if we take it with that attitude, then we will grow through it. But the purpose of the test is to help us raise our consciousness. And when we raise our consciousness, we'll find that the test will come, the test will stay for some time, the test will go, but internally we will grow stronger. So just like if you are going on a road, at that time suddenly lights go off. So what do I do now? It's all dark around me. Either I can curse the darkness or I can just turn on my flashlight. My flashlight does not replace the street lights, but my flashlight can show me one step ahead, one step ahead, one step ahead. So similarly, sometimes we may have a plan for our life and suddenly some upheaval comes, a catastrophe happens. It's like the lights in our life's path go off. What am I to do now? Arjuna faced a situation like that. So now we may be perplexed, but we don't have to be discouraged. Perplexed means to not know what to do. Discouraged means to not feel like doing anything. So there may be situations when you don't know what to do. At that time, what do? We just turn on our torchlight. Torchlight is our prayerful service attitude. Oh God, how can I serve you? Okay, you can take one step forwards. One step forwards. One step forwards. Okay, I can do this. I can do this. Faith often means that we just keep taking one step forward even when the full path is not clear. When we, in this way, try to connect with God in a mood of devotion, we will feel His presence. We will find that we have layers of strength within us that we did not know we had. These layers of strength develop for us through our connection with Krishna, through our devotion to Krishna. And the obstacles, the difficulties, the tests, they will stay for some time, they will go. But through the tests, if we become spiritually stronger, that is a gain that will last lifelong. Not just lifelong actually, it will stay with us for eternity. So rather than seeking a problem-free life, or thinking that by going to God, my life will become problem-free, we seek a purposeful life. Not a problem-free life, but a purposeful life. My purpose is to connect with Krishna to connect with Him with devotion, and in a mood of devotion to make my contribution in the world, whatever my responsibility, whatever my role. So when we have this purposeful life as our driving focus, then even when problems come, we will see those problems not as external obstacles that are stopping us. We'll see them as internal pushers to go within and strengthen ourselves. And we can remember that there is a higher plan for our spiritual evolution. So it is said that when we are down to nothing, Krishna is up to something. So we just have to be patient, and what He is up to will be revealed. Okay. Thank you.